This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Texas is getting tough on chronically low-performing schools. A 2015 law allows the state education commissioner to shut down individual schools or even take over entire districts when schools receive the state's lowest accountability rating of improvement required for five straight years. Over the next several weeks, we'll take you inside low-performing campuses across North Texas, and you'll hear how they're trying to turn themselves around in a series called The Race to Save Failing Schools. Reporters Stella Chavez and Bill Zeebel talked with KERA's Eric Austin.
So how do schools get on the improvement required list in the first place?
Well, every year the state rates public school districts, public schools, and charters, and they either get a rating of met standard or improvement required. And it's complicated, Eric. The ratings are based on how they do in four areas. So there's student achievement. In this case, it's the standardized test, the STAR test that students take every year. The second area is student progress, and that's how students are doing on core subjects from year to year. The third area is closing performance gaps and also post-secondary readiness. So in other words, the graduation rate.
The schools that are on the improvement required list, what challenges do these schools face? What might explain why the students are not performing as well as other schools on state tests?
In Dallas especially, one big factor is English is the second language. You have a large Hispanic population in Dallas ISD, like 70%. Many of them are children of immigrants who speak Spanish at home. And in some cases, the child speaks English, but in many cases, that kid's learning English in school, and that will slow down and dampen high test scores. That's one category. Another, you have poverty. So you have two working parents, if there are two parents at home, and they're often busy working, not able to spend time reading to their kids. Every school district urges parents to read to their children because reading is a foundation for improved education.
In Fort Worth, one of the biggest challenges at some schools is a high mobility rate. That's the number of students who don't complete the school year at the same school. So, for example, at John T. White, an elementary school that's been rated improvement required the entire 5 years it's been open, that mobility rate is as high as 46%.
Wow, so about half the kids are going in and out of school, not completing the school year, and that's got to create lots of challenges for the teachers, for the principals, for the schools.
It's very challenging. I mean, many families are simply on a limited budget and they're looking for really good apartment deals. Here's Eileen Martina. She's the principal at Mitchell Boulevard, which is the school I've been reporting on. And she talks about how challenging it is for them on a daily basis.
We have the three apartments that we serve, and there's a lot. I mean, every day we enroll and we withdraw one or two students. It's every day. So that's a big challenge.
Estella, let's talk a little bit more about Mitchell Boulevard Elementary. It's been on the IR list for 3 years. How is that school trying to get off the list?
So Fort Worth ISD decided to turn five of its struggling schools, including Mitchell Boulevard, into what they're calling leadership academies. And the district is spending about $4.5 million on this plan. That includes a $1 million grant from the Rainwater Charitable Foundation. So they've been able to hire new staff, they've brought in new teachers, new principals, and they're paying them more to work at these schools. Students also get uniforms, and the school days are longer with after-school activities and tutoring.
That leadership academy model in Fort Worth is pretty similar to what the Dallas School District has been doing. It's called the ACE program, Accelerating Campus Excellence. The district pays highly rated teachers and principals to work at low-performing campuses. Now, Bill, that program is in place at several schools, including a school you've been reporting on, Edison Middle Learning Center. And I know the Dallas School District has seen quite a bit of success with that program.
After the first year, six of the seven came off the IR list, except Edison. After the second year, they continued to do well, except Edison.
So why is that? Why has Edison not been able to get off the list?
Well, according to the Dallas Independent School District, the head of the program says, well, in the first year where the principal is the most important leader to steer that ship at Edison in the ACE program, the principal was only there for a year. I've talked to Earl Gilmore, the principal who's been there 2 years. After Gilmore's first year, the school still stayed on the IR list.
When I came in, I wanted to make sure that I focus on discipline, structure, procedures, routines. Those things were not here. You know, if I had to go back and do it all over again, I would have provided the structure, but then we know that instruction is the most vital piece of meeting standards. And I would have actually put more emphasis on the instruction piece.
So in this last year of his, he spent a lot more time and the teachers have spent a lot more time on instruction. And as far as they can tell, they're seeing double-digit gains in academic areas where they'd failed in the past, including reading and math.
Bill Zeeble and Stella Chavez, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Eric.
Happy to be here.
The Dallas School Board has decided to shut down Edison Middle Learning Center and move the students to a nearby school. We'll take you inside Edison and other North Texas schools in our series at kera.org/savingschools.